USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden, in his first joint session of Congress speech Wednesday night, says corporate America will see tax increases.
But it's time for corporate America and the wealthiest 1% of Americans to just begin to pay their fair share. Just their fair share. I'm not looking to punish anybody. But I will not add a tax burden, additional tax burden, to the middle class in this country. They're already paying enough.
Republican Senator Tim Scott disputes Biden's claim Americans are systemic racists.
Jews are being taught that the color of their skin defines them again. Hear me clearly. America is not a racist country. It's backwards to fight discrimination with different types of discrimination.
Vaccine maker BioNTech expects results by September from trials testing the COVID-19 vaccine for babies as young as 6 months old. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years, beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is, for vets, by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I've told all my NFL buddies about SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and now I'm telling you, go to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
Running around naked or streaking was a fad from the 70s in America we all sort of chuckled at. The two streakers at this year's Super Bowl football game in front of tens of millions around the world are not laughing now. A judge has thrown out their plea deal. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau has more.
A judge is rejecting a proposed plea deal for the two men accused of going streaking on the field at this year's Super Bowl. An attorney for the two men had said there was a deal with prosecutors to plead guilty to misdemeanor trespassing for their crime committed in front of 96 million people on national TV. However, a Florida judge said the agreement, which included 6 months of probation, was too lenient and threw it out. The judge has rescheduled the case for next month.
Typical punishment reportedly include a criminal trespass charge, one night of jail time, and a lifetime ban from the venue. In Ohio, be careful. Streaking onto any professional field can earn you up to 6 months in jail and a $1,000 fine. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Counterfeit vaccine cards. Why is this a problem? Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau explains.
As Americans continue to be vaccinated, the fight against fake vaccination cards continues. 42 bipartisan attorneys generals across the country are raising concerns about the public health risks associated with fraudulent cards. North Carolina Attorney General Josh Stein says these fake vaccine cards are a huge issue.
This is incredibly problematic because it will damage people's health. More people will get the virus, pass it on to others if there is widespread use of fake vaccine cards.
The Democrat also telling ABC's Good Morning America that sites like OfferUp and eBay are working with him and other attorneys generals to prevent fraudulent or blank COVID-19 cards from being sold.
We've heard back from the four we contacted. They all indicated they want to cooperate and rid their websites of these cards.
COVID-19 vaccines are free to consumers and vaccination providers because the federal government paid manufacturers to produce and deliver vaccines. Now that NASA's Ingenuity Mars helicopter has accomplished the goal of achieving powered controlled flight of an aircraft on the Red Planet, and with the data from its most recent test flight, the project has met or surpassed all of its technical objectives. The Ingenuity Mars helicopter was built by the Jet Propulsion Laboratory. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pride.